Hello from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Alyssa Long with a look at what's happening now in the news. Tropical Storm Edouard never reached hurricane status, slowly moving inland now after passing over the shoreline this morning east of Galveston. The storm didn't pick up much strength before landfall, so it's not nearly as dangerous as Hurricane Dolly was a couple of weeks ago. Even so, Edouard is packing a mild punch with some winds and rain, as you can see. Energy is again a top issue for the candidates. Democratic Senator Barack Obama talked about the country's energy problems at a campaign event in Ohio today. He wants to end U.S. reliance on foreign oil within 10 years. His new energy plan calls for tapping the nation's emergency oil stockpile to lower gas prices. Republican Senator John McCain also has his sights on the energy issue this week. He is in Michigan today, where he will visit a nuclear plant outside of Detroit. McCain is calling for an increase in similar plants. President Bush has arrived in Seoul, South Korea. It's the first stop on his week-long tour through Asia. After talks there, the president heads to Thailand for what's being called a major speech on Asian policy. And then it's off to the Olympics in Beijing. Now, the Olympic torch is closing in on Beijing. The relay route was altered today on its last day through the earthquake-shattered province of Sichuan. Torch runners avoided an area that is home to ethnic Tibetans. Disputed mobster John Jr. Gotti is under arrest. He's being held on a murder conspiracy charge and will appear in a federal court today. The charges are part of a federal investigation in Florida. Gotti has had three criminal trials and in mistrials. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. For more on these stories or the news of the day, remember CNN is your source, whether you're surfing the web, watching television, or on the go with your cell phone.